From KMXTN Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Maggie Wall. If it's salmon season, it must be summer, right? The commercial salmon season kicked off on Thursday in the Copper River District. The first fresh salmon out of Alaska is usually met with a lot of hoopla and salivating in restaurants in Seattle. This year, it's doubtful someone would be willing to pay $80 to $90 per person for a takeout meal. Meanwhile, the Norton Sound salmon fleet is gearing up, and the price of salmon permits is falling. Yes, it's the COVID. There is good news for fishermen affected by the pandemic. State fisheries officials are drawing up plans to distribute $50 million in federal relief for fishermen. And finally, a favorite COVID-19 song. All that coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report right after this.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.
Alaska's summer commercial salmon season kicked off on Thursday with the opening of the Copper River District. Copper River salmon are prized fish, beloved by many, especially high-end restaurants on the West Coast. But restaurants may not be reliable buyers this year as owners grapple with reduced business amid the coronavirus pandemic. Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins has more.
Lark is a fancy restaurant in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. Like so many others in the restaurant industry, Lark's owner and chef, John Sundstrom, has made big changes to adapt to dining room closures aimed at slowing the spread of coronavirus. The fine dining restaurant has shifted to takeout. Normally, Sundstrom says this time of year he'd be getting excited for Alaska's Copper River salmon fishery to open.
Seattle is known for seafood, but what people don't realize is much of that probably comes from Alaska.
Each year, Alaska Airlines marks the occasion with a big event at Seattle's airport. It includes a cooking competition, which Sundstrom won once. But this year, Sundstrom says the chances of him buying Copper River salmon are pretty low.
We don't have anywhere to sell it. You know, I mean, I could potentially bring it in for one of our menus, but it's also kind of a pretty big risk for me because, you know, again, Copper River tends to be about double the wholesale price to restaurants.
Sundstrom says he's taking it week by week and not ruling Copper River salmon out completely. Long-term decisions are hard to make right now, as uncertainty dominates the season.
I mean, that's the story for the Alaska seafood industry and the seafood industry, like, in normal times. Uncertainty.
That's Garrett Everidge, an economist at the McDowell Group who focuses on fish. He says that normal uncertainty has greatly increased because of the pandemic, and he's hesitant to make any definitive predictions about what the market for Alaska seafood will look like this summer. But there are a few things we know right now.
So that seafood that is flowing into the food service market, restaurants, cafeterias, schools, that market is struggling.
At the same time, more people are cooking at home and stocking up on food at grocery stores. Everidge says retail sales have been strong.
You know, in March when everybody was buying toilet paper, they were also buying any seafood and any protein they could get a hold of.
Everidge says it's hard to predict what salmon prices will look like this summer. Fresh fish makes up just a small portion of the market for Alaska seafood, but it's still an important component of business for fishermen like Mike Weber of Cordova-based Weber Wild Seafood. Weber says he is worried about sales this year.
We are attempting to reach out to more individuals this year. The restaurants have been a great stable market for us where they're ordering fish once to twice a week from us.
Weber says he's going all out on sanitation and he runs a really small operation. Only two people touch the fish, Weber and his daughter.
We are preparing ourselves for the furthest step of sanitation, sanitizing ourselves as well as our fish.
Everidge at the McDowell Group says amid all the uncertainty, this first big salmon fishery could provide some insight into what the market for Alaska seafood might look like this summer.
Copper River will be one piece of the puzzle, but I anticipate the entire season we will be looking for new information, and there will be ups and downs.
Meanwhile, there won't be any major fanfare when the first Copper River salmon arrives in Seattle this year. Alaska Airlines spokesman Tim Thompson says there may be a photo opportunity, but no cooking competition, and no big event. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans, on the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Meanwhile, fishermen in the Norton Sound region have a buyer for their commercial catch this season. The Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation says that they will operate Norton Sound seafood products.
The decision we've made to move forward and operate this season is one that we haven't taken lightly.
That's Tyler Rhodes, who's the chief operating officer at NSEDC. Rhodes says the NSEDC will follow the lead of any local and state measures related to COVID-19, in addition to taking extra safety precautions. Thanks to Davis Hovey at KNON in Nome for that information.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard-accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
The coronavirus is taking its toll on the price of Alaska's fishing permits. Alaska Fish Radio's Lainey Welch has this report.
The value of Alaska salmon permits is another casualty of the coronavirus, with prices dropping for all fisheries across the state. There are more permits for sale than ever.
There's so much uncertainty about, even if there will be a season here and there, and if there is a season, what kind of a price can we expect?
Doug Bowen runs Alaska Boats and Permits in Homer.
I can't think of one salmon permit that has gone up in value. And if there are different permit values that have not gone down, it's simply because they're not selling.
Prices for the bellwether drift net permits at Bristol Bay are all over the place, Bowen says, but well below last year's high of $195,000.
They've sold for as low as in the $150,000 range, so dropped by $40,000 anyway. And then maybe the next one sells. We just sold one recently for $165,000. So they're sort of all over the map, but the trend is unmistakable. It's down.
The upturned food market has more processors talking about canning salmon this summer to fill the need for shelf-stable proteins. Bowen says it's anyone's guess if or when the more lucrative restaurant trade will return.
The concern about the season, concern about the price, I think that's why you see so many permits on the market.
That report was provided by Alaska Fish Radio's Lainey Welch. Alaska Boats and Permits is a sponsor of the Alaska Fisheries Report. State fisheries officials are drawing up a plan to distribute $50 million in federal relief to Alaska fishermen affected by COVID-19. Earlier this month, NOAA Fisheries announced $300 million in CARES Act funding to be distributed nationwide. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Deputy Commissioner Rachel Baker says details of the state's plan on how to distribute Alaska's $50 million share remains a work in progress.
The funds are distributed to provide relief as soon as possible, but we also need to balance that with the fact that some of the eligible fisheries included in the assistance are either ongoing or not started yet.
Those eligible for funding include commercial fishermen, charter guides, tribes, employees of seafood processors, and subsistence users in Alaska state and federal fisheries. This report was provided by Jacob Resnick at Coast Alaska. Next up, an old Bee Gees classic, updated for 2020.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs, 1-800-992-4960, or online at alaskaboat.com.
With all the bad news related to COVID-19 and Alaska's commercial fisheries, I thought it would be fun this week to do something different. Many Alaskans have been cooped up in their homes much of the past few months, and fishermen are required to quarantine for 14 days if they're coming into the state, while many coastal communities have similar isolating requirements designed to protect local residents from incoming cases of COVID-19. Just because you're stuck staying inside your vessel doesn't mean you can't have a little fun. This remake of the classic disco song by the Bee Gees comes from a YouTube video with more than 3.5 million views. That was Brent McCullough, whose Staying Inside Coronavirus Bee Gees parody has had 3.5 million views on YouTube. That's it for this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had help from Abby Collins at Alaska Public Media, Davis Hubby at KNON in Nome, Jacob Resnick with Coast Alaska reported from Juneau, and we had help from Lainey Welch with Alaska Fish Radio. A special thanks to Brent McCullough. His website is brentmccmusic.com. As always, a big thank you to you, our listeners, and to all the radio stations that air this program. Be safe and be sure to check that safety gear before you head out fishing. From KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Maggie Wall.